The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
It is! The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for listening. It's really that simple. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yeah, you can listen on the Audacy app. You got a banking app on your phone, right? You got Facebook on your phone, right? Maybe you got X on your phone. Do you have Uber on your phone? Probably. Then you know how to get an app. So get the Audacy app so you can listen to CBS Sports Radio just all day. You can hit rewind on this show. If some idiot calls you and you don't want to talk to them, you can pause my show and pick up. Yeah, the Audacy app. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in right now. Don't you just hate it when you're in the middle of something and some idiot calls you or phone somebody? You don't even pick the phone up. Your phone is ringing. And you're like, I don't want to talk to this person. You just... Anyway, that happens to me all day long. Either way, shout outs to everybody listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. People tuned in on Sirius XM channel 158. Shout outs to all the truckers. That way you never have to switch the station and move when you're switching or going through state lines. Thank you to people listening on CBSSportsRadio.com. Much love to folks on a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Really, really simple, okay? I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding things down on the boards for us in New York City. Once again, as always, doing an excellent job helping to host and also produce this show. And you can talk to us. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I am on the internet. Yeah, like you got them apps on your phone, right? Instagram, just scrolling around all day. I'm there and everywhere else at JR Sport Brief. Busy, busy, busy show that we've had so far. We talked about the Seahawks' new coach and Mike McDonald. We took a look at the rumor that Bill Belichick, maybe next year, maybe if Nick Sirianni gets the boot, that the Eagles might be interested in bringing on Belichick. We talked about offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions, Ben Johnson, sticking around in Detroit. We talked about the oft-injured Joel Embiid. Yeah, he won MVP last year, didn't even play 70 games, has been dealing with knee soreness and knee pain over the past month, even though he dropped 70 points last week. Jonathan Kuminga fell on his leg, dropped on his leg. And God knows how long Joel Embiid is going to be out. We spoke to John Gonzalez, NBA analyst for CBS Sports. He came through, talked about Halliburton, mad about the NBA rules to win awards. And then, because it's Wednesday, he's been doing this for years, okay? I gave you a top six list of the best quarterbacks in the NFL over the past 25 years. We're basically going from the Tom Brady era over here now into this era of Patrick Mahomes and who've been the best of the best of the best. And if you missed the full list and the full explanations, you can hit rewind on the free Audacy app. Not that difficult a thing to do. And let me just give you a quick recap on the top six list. And we got more to do as we continue on here with the show. I do want to talk about a miserable LeBron James. And then speaking of quarterbacks, I also want you to hear from everybody's favorite owner, everybody's favorite quarterback whisperer, Jerry Jones. We're going to hear from Jerry Jones because Jerry Jones is at the Senior Bowl, and he always has something just to say, very interesting to say. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, let me just tell you the top six, and let's just run through it rather quickly. I told you, and I gave you a full explanation if you missed it, Odyssey app. At number six, I got Eli Manning here. Took a lot of debate over between him and Ben Roethlisberger. We had a caller last hour who said, I want to throw Philip Rivers into the mix. I said, no. Eli Manning, six on the list. At number five, I gave you Drew Brees. At number four, Aaron Rodgers. At number three, Peyton Manning. At number two, some young dude you might have heard of. His name is Patrick Mahomes. And at number one, you probably heard of this guy too, Tom Brady, without a shadow of a doubt, at number one. You know, I do want you to hear this clip from Tom Brady. Tom Brady was having a chat with Pat McAfee recently, and Tom Brady was asked about being the benchmark for a lot of the up-and-coming players, no different than someone like Patrick Mahomes. So, Brady, how do you feel about someone like Mahomes being compared to you? This is what this man, Tom Brady, said.
There's nothing that Patrick can do, in my opinion, that takes away from what I tried to accomplish in my career, and there's nothing that I did can take away from what he's trying to accomplish. I feel like I tried to be was the best I could be, and I didn't, even though I had sporting idols, like I said, I could never be Steve Young. I could never be Joe Montana. Those are the guys I could never be, Dan Marino or John Elway. These were my childhood idols, and they had incredible careers, and they put as much as they could into their career, and I really respect them for that. And I just tried to do the same thing. And believe me, if anybody can go out there and win seven Super Bowls, I have so much respect for them. I understand how difficult it is.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful thing. Everybody is their own individual person. We can go ahead and compare, and I love it. I said this last hour as well. Greatness comes in multiple ways. There's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to greatness. You be great in your own way. You can certainly look at what other people have done, what they've accomplished. You can kind of take a look at the blueprint, but success is like a fingerprint. There's no one fingerprint that's like anybody else's. It's unique to you. Go out there and take advantage of it. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some calls. I do want to ask super producer and host Ryan Hickey. I want to get his thoughts on, who are some of the top quarterbacks? Is there someone that I did not mention that Hickey would have put on his own list? And then we'll hear the comments of Jerry Jones about Dak Prescott. Jerry Jones just loves needling everybody. And I guess you can needle them just because they're losers, right? Just they lose, you just needle them. Anyway, let's go ahead and talk to Steve. Steve is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Steve?
Just hanging out, listening to you. And it's an interesting topic.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I got two players that one is probably borderline at 25 years because that's the last time he won a Super Bowl is about 25 years ago, would be Elway. So I'm assuming you're not counting him as in your top six?
Yeah, he ain't play over the last 25 years.
Yeah, because he last won a Super Bowl at 98, so yeah, you're right at that border.
Yeah, he was. He won those two with Terrell Davis helping him run all over the place, yes.
All right.
Go ahead. Yes.
Oh, no. And then my other question is more along the lines. What about, Brett Favre?
Brett Favre pretty much ran the 90s and the first portion of this century and the up to about 2010, I think, was his last year.
Yeah, 2010 is when he retired. So, I mean, if you're gonna count, you know, because you got to count the last at least 10 years of his career. And, I mean, that guy had every record in the NFL. Both positive and negative, you know, might be interceptions, but also completions, games played, I mean, everything. Yeah, he's a stud.
Steve, I'm looking at the past 25 years in totality. A lot of the individuals that I mentioned, their careers started kind of right on that line, right at that space. Someone like Peyton Manning, he got drafted in 1998. That basically ran him all the way into this entire century. If I'm thinking about Brett Favre, why Brett Favre was not on this list, it's because his career was pretty much split in both decades, so I didn't include Brett Favre. Does that make sense?
Well, like I said, if you're going to take someone, you got to look at, because, I mean, if you want to say, okay, well, would he rank in your top six if you take the, you know, an extra 10 years?
If you split that off, then the man wouldn't even have a Super Bowl. My point is, if you look at the past 25 years, just that period, who have been the best, most successful quarterbacks? If I wanted to go ahead and extend the list out further, then most certainly Brett Favre, if I wanted to tack on another 10 years, there's a good chance that I definitely have one Brett Favre on this list instead of someone like Eli Manning, you know? So it gets real dicey there. But the fact that he only played in about half of the time that I mentioned, or less than that, it's difficult to put him on, because there are players over the past 25 years who've had longer careers than his 10 that he played over the past 25, who've had more success. And so, yeah, Brett Favre, he didn't make the mix, man, because he did not or was not active a whole hell of a lot, only less than half the time over the past 25.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, like I said, your list is, I mean, there's nobody on your list you would look at and say, oh, no, they don't deserve that, because they do.
Yeah, because, maybe, you know, Eli.
Eli did something that, it doesn't happen very often. He takes the Giants to the Super Bowl and he wins. So, I mean, that in itself has to be something, because the pressure in New York is a lot different than, you know, say the pressure for Drew Brees in New Orleans. Not that he wasn't under a lot of pressure to win a Super Bowl, because the guy was always considered too short to be a quarterback, a successful quarterback, and he's a stud too. But, you know, to win in New York City is, there's an extra thing that's involved with that. So I can see where you're going back and forth between Pittsburgh, who's got a long history of winning, and, again, the pressure of winning a Super Bowl in New York, especially against who he beat. So you have it.
Yeah, all things considered, it's a tough choice to put Eli on here, but I did. And certainly we know Brett Favre is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. He's one of the best quarterbacks over the past 35 years. But in the specific window, yeah, I wouldn't put him on this one, Steve. Hey, thank you so much for calling from California. You be well, okay?
I appreciate it.
No doubt
about
it.
Have a great night.
You too, Steve. Thank you so much. Yeah, there's a lot of names who kind of pass by. I thought about Brett Favre quickly, and I said, wait a minute. So Brett Favre, he ain't been active since 2010. That was it with Minnesota. He called it a wrap. And we know he didn't want to call it a wrap, because Brett Favre is like, well, he's like a lot of things that won't go away. You know, there's a lot of things that won't go away. Anyway, let's get back to the phones. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Gregory is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, great list, great topic. Yes, I guess I can concede that Patrick Mahomes is better than my Peyton Elvis Manning. What he's done in such a short period of time and how he's done it, you have to give it to him, because then you bring up longevity. You want to sustain greatness over, you know, more than six or seven seasons. You want to do it for, like, what Peyton did and obviously TB did. And,
it wasn't difficult for me to put Patrick Mahomes over Peyton Manning, because, I mean, even if you take a look at the playoff records, it's like Patrick Mahomes has a playoff record of, I want to say, 14-3. And Peyton Manning, if I'm correct, he has a playoff record of 14-13. And granted, he played longer. We've seen the entirety of Peyton Manning's career. But then even if I stop and look at them as individual talents, I don't think there's anything that Peyton Manning did that Patrick Mahomes can't do. But I most certainly know there are things that Patrick Mahomes can do that Peyton Manning could not.
Do you think, JR, that Patrick could read defenses like Peyton Elvis, or did he have that acumen? He's extremely athletic and all that good stuff. And people talk about his physical abilities,
sure,
and I'm sure he can read defenses. But could anyone ever read as well as Peyton?
Well, I'm glad you referred to the athleticism, because that's exactly what I was referring to. And
right.
It's not so much the athleticism. Anybody, and not anybody, the NFL has seen, especially more recently, we've seen an explosion of quarterbacks who are ridiculously athletic. It's not just so much about
right.
being athletic. It's what can you do with that athleticism? And the
right.
fact that Patrick Mahomes can combine his athleticism and utilize it to complete passes or evade sacks and do all of this from ridiculous angles is nuts. I mean, even this past Sunday, it was a play where Patrick Mahomes was being kind of dragged to the ground by his knees. And because of his flexibility, and these are
right.
the small things that people don't pay attention to, he was able to flip out of the sack where most people would be on the ground. We've seen Patrick Mahomes move left, move right, throw sidearm. He's doing it all. Those are the things
right.
that Manning can't do. Now, when it comes to acumen, that part is difficult to judge. You know,
right.
I don't know what piece of paper or pen to paper that we need to look at to go ahead and decipher that. I think a lot of times the easiest way you can do is, hey, can this quarterback take care of the football? Can he deliver it down the field? In a lot of cases, Patrick Mahomes, when he does make a mistake, a lot of the mistakes that Patrick Mahomes makes, I think it's a matter of just being too good. And let me explain that. And thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. I appreciate you. No doubt about it. Sometimes it's like Patrick Mahomes is so confident in what he does. It's just like, okay, now you're doing too much. And it's not stupid passes. You know, so someone like Zach Wilson throws an interception and you just go, what the hell were you looking at? What are you doing? With Patrick Mahomes, sometimes it's like he's getting bored out there. He's doing too much. He's like, we got this in the bag. So I don't see anything that he cannot do. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm smart enough to call Patrick Mahomes just a perfect quarterback. But he's damn good. And when it comes to Manning specifically, I see Mahomes do things that I've never seen Peyton Manning do. A matter of fact, someone who knows how damn good he is, let's go ahead and hear this one more time. Andy Reid, his head coach, who is continuing to climb the charts and coaching wins and accomplishments. And maybe by the time he retires, Andy Reid will be in that conversation of one of the greatest coaches of all time. He is certainly on his way there. Let's listen to Andy Reid talk about how damn good Patrick Mahomes is. This is after the Super Bowl win last year.
He strives to be the greatest. I mean, without saying anything, that's the way he works. I mean, he wants to be the greatest player ever. That's what he wants to do. And that's the way he goes about his business. And he does it humbly. You know, I mean, there's no bragging. He could stand up here and give you these stats that are incredible that he's had, but he's never going to do that. That's just not him. And so we appreciate that. And then when it's time for the guys around him to raise their game, he helps them with that. He's one of these great quarterbacks make everybody around him better, including the head coach. So he's done a heck of a job.
Oh, we see that, and he's continuing to move on, damn it. In about a week and a half, maybe Patrick Mahomes will have another Super Bowl championship. It's wild. Hey, Ryan, let me ask you this. I mean, I went through, and we've discussed quite a few quarterbacks and quite a range, the Roethlisbergers, the Rivers, some of the obvious ones. Is there a quarterback that stands out to you or one that wasn't mentioned? What are your thoughts?
One that was not mentioned that I actually am a little surprised about, Kurt Warner. Got to two Super Bowls, started his career right there in 1999. Won, obviously, a championship with the Rams, right? Got to another one with the Cardinals. I don't think he's worthy of being in the top six. Like, I wouldn't have put him... Probably wouldn't put him over Eli. I wouldn't have put him over. I know Big Ben didn't make it, but wouldn't put over Big Ben. But I think he's in the conversation.
Yeah, I thought about Kurt too. Right in that same space of Favre, and it's kind of the same thing. He had so much success, and a lot of it seemingly came in like that 10-year span when he first got his shot with St. Louis, and we heard the story ad nauseum about him going from, you know, bagging groceries to Super Bowl MVP, greatest show on turf. And it sounds crazy. He was done in like that 10 years. So Kurt Warner definitely in the mix, one of the best QBs. But like you said, not in the top six. And it's cool to see Kurt Warner on television now. I've spoken to Kurt Warner. Very, very nice guy. Always a pleasure to chat with and speak to. Knows the game, which is why I think he's so great on television. We've had some excellent quarterback play. I mean, there's so many different ways we could have gone about this list. Like, I could have did a list, most athletic quarterbacks. I could have said toughest quarterbacks. But when I'm talking about the best, what did you accomplish? How long did you play? You know, what are the stats look like? Did you win? How did you win? How did you contribute to winning? There's so many other variables. Well, who did he play for? Well, if this guy had this, if this, man, we could if things to death. I think when you really boil it down, success is measured by, hey, how many times are you getting to the top of the totem pole? How did you contribute? And how often? And how much were you there? How long were you available? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are still open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Someone who did not make the list, I don't think he's going to make anybody's list, is Dak Prescott. And his owner, Jerry Jones, recently had some words about him at the Senior Bowl. We'll hear from Jerry about Dak on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We just talked about some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL over the Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes era. We do have a quarterback that I guess you can say is one of the most controversial, one of the most talked about. And it's not because he sits on the list as being one of the best. It's because he is the starting quarterback. He's good of the Dallas Cowboys, and his name is Dak Prescott. We know Dak Prescott taking over for Tony Romo has been the guy. We know a few seasons ago he got that contract, 4 years. In the COVID era, by the way, 4 years, $160 million. And so Dak Prescott has been not anointed as the guy. He has been the guy, the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Unfortunately, Dak Prescott has a postseason record of 2-5. Unfortunately, Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, they go down again this season, this year, again, another time, to a team that, hey, they were expected to beat, the Green Bay Packers. And so Dak Prescott is thinking about his next contract. He's making 40. We know the best quarterbacks in the game right now, the top of the top, are making 50 to 55. Mike McCarthy, his job and his ass is also on the line. And Jerry Jones decided to keep Mike McCarthy, okay? We also know that the Senior Bowl is going down in Mobile, Alabama. And so Jerry Jones has an opportunity to speak. And when Jerry has an opportunity to speak, Jerry is gonna ruffle some feathers. Jerry Jones made it very clear that, Mike McCarthy is our coach for now. I support him, but we have to do better. He also made a point, to the shock of no one, because he does things like this quite frequently. Jerry Jones took the time to say that I have a great working relationship with Bill Belichick and we could work together in the future if there was an opportunity. It's like, dude, why you keep saying things like that? He tries to light a fire under Mike McCarthy's ass. At this point, Mike McCarthy's ass is so red, he must roll his eyes every time Jerry Jones says anything to try to just nudge him just a little bit to remind him that, hey, man, when you fail, if you fail, your ass is up out of here. But when it comes to the quarterback, Dak Prescott, who went out and led the NFL in touchdown passes this year with 36, he also failed in the postseason. He's also looking for a new contract. And so Jerry Jones was very clear in saying that, yeah, despite all the negatives and what didn't happen, it's very simple here. Dak, I still believe in him.
Dak has done nothing to change my mind.
Okay.
Any promise for the future. I think I said in the deal that we'd go as far as Dak, Texas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In the playoffs, remember that?
Right.
As far as Dak, Texas.
Right.
How do you feel he played?
And that's how far we went.
Right. So.
Okay, so my point is that doesn't change a thing.
Okay.
We'll go as far as Dak, Texas.
How do you feel he played against Green Bay? You may have just said it there, but how do you feel he performed against the Packers?
Well, I think that we, as a team, laid an egg. And that's not specifically, I want to say it and respond that way.
Oh, okay. All right. We as a team. Well, Dak had three touchdowns and two interceptions in a game that went nowhere. A game where they pretty much put up points towards the end of the game when things were pretty much already out of reach. That's how Dak played in that game. And if I go ahead and push it further, at least Jerry Jones was honest. Jerry Jones looked at Dak and said, Dak still has room to get better.
I can point to some real positives, not the least of which are his 12-win seasons. I think we certainly have made improvement in areas. I think Dak, for instance, right at a key spot there with Dak, Dak has improved since Mike has been here, and I think we can look forward to that improvement. There's more there to get in terms of Dak's improvement. This quote, Mike, and the evidence points to that, and so with more to get there, more pluses on Dak, that impacts a lot of the other things we're doing right now with our decisions we're making, so it all made sense to have him back.
Ryan, was he falling asleep while answering the question? Was he pulling like a Tony La Russa? Like, what's his deal?
He may not have been, but I was. I droned on forever.
And come on, Jerry, come on. Dak Prescott has room to improve. Well, that's what happens when you get old. I mean, just tend to ramble on. At least I get paid for rambling. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Toronto, Canada. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, thanks a lot for taking the call, and hello, JR. Haven't talked to you for over 6 months.
Oh, man.
I'm against the grain. Anyway. What I'd like to say about Tom Brady, and your list is really good, but your sidekick there beat me. I was going to mention Kurt Warner myself, about being a good quarterback.
Yeah, he wasn't a great quarterback. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, I know. I listened to him on the games. I listened to CBS Sports on the radio there. You know, the games with The conference games I listened on the radio, listened to him.
Lovely.
And what I'd just like to say to Brady is all his stats were helped by the team around him and Belichick, So I'd like to say he was one of the luckiest quarterbacks. How many times did he get injured over his 20 years there? Okay. I don't remember him getting injured at all.
He did miss, not too much, though.
But some of these other guys, like even Mahomes, there hasn't been around. Got injured a couple of times.
He's also superhuman. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes at one point in time looked like he had his knee dislocated, and he was able to come back and keep on playing. So
I couldn't believe that, because once as a kid playing football, all I did was twist my ankle. You know, took me out for 2 months to get over that.
Oh, okay.
You know. Anyway, I won't keep your time. I know you got other callers. There's so many great quarterbacks. We had one called Russ Jackson in Ottawa in the 60s, and the Green Bay backers wanted him down there, believe it or not.
Well, did that take – no, when was that?
Way back in the 60s. He was the original running quarterback. He was a school teacher in the off season.
Okay. So not the past 25 years. No, right?
No. I'm just saying we had the original running quarterback way back then. Okay. They just stayed in the pocket like in the NFL. They didn't run around too much. Okay. You know, they waited to get sacked, you know, by the defensive line.
I've heard about that good old CFL football, John. Well, thank you for calling from Toronto, man, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot for taking the call.
Oh, absolutely.
Take care. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Yeah, all that great stuff. Thank you, John. Hey, Marco Belletti, come on, CFL expert. Come on, man, what's up?
All over it.
A CFL expert. Yeah, I know, right?
Anyway,
do you have a favorite quarterback in this, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, 24-year space?
I mean, favorite is different than who's the best. Watching whatever it is, take out the rings, because if you do that, there's no conversation. The guy that you just look at and you go, the most talent, the most everything, that everything all encompasses all into one, it's Mahomes. It is.
Yeah,
over the last. And the other guys that are in that conversation that I saw was Elway and Aaron Rodgers, and it's Mahomes. He's just better than them.
Wait, Elway?
Where
are you putting out 25 years? He was gone.
I guess, yeah.
He's gone.
That was 25 years ago? Oof.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Time goes away.
He retired basically right on the line.
Then it's Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. Those are the two.
Yeah, it's crazy. We had that conversation with the caller, and it's just like, I think he asked about having Mahomes over Manning, and I said, look, you look at Patrick Mahomes, there are things that when you watch Mahomes that he can do that Manning could not do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything that Peyton Manning could do that Mahomes can't. I mean, if you want to talk about cerebral and analyzing, you know, pre-snap reads, I think that's pretty difficult to do unless you are dead smack, like, in the room and really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But from the eye test, it's like Mahomes can do everything that he did and some, which is nutty. It's a natural evolution of the NFL, I think.
It's basically, look, we don't know exactly, but obviously Peyton Manning got everybody in the right spots at all times. Maybe he does that a little better than Mahomes, but Mahomes can do things on the fly that make everything look like it's perfect and maybe it wasn't. That's just easier. Again, it's just a limitation in athletic ability. Mahomes just has more of it that Peyton Manning did with, I mean, what he had was ridiculous. And Mahomes just has all of it, the ability to move, the arm, the throw off balance and, you know, completely off contorted body. It's an impossibility. It's almost like the cheat code. You're watching it. He's on a cheat code at all times.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Peyton Manning, I think he would have success in any era, including this one.
Mm-hmm.
But he would look like today. You know, he was not fleet of foot when he played. You know, he wasn't running around. It's like, hey, if he got space, he would go in a straight line and pick up some yards. But today, if Peyton Manning were playing, in comparison to all the movement we see in quarterbacks and how we have entire schemes developed around dudes, Peyton Manning would look like he'd be in quicksand today if he played. Not to say he wouldn't have success, but...
No, but see, the comparison for me, again, go back more than 25 years, it's almost like Elway and Marino. Like, Marino couldn't move. He moved like 3 feet one way and 3 feet the other way. He was really good at escaping sacks, but he was just kind of, he would shuffle. That was Peyton Manning. He had to stay inside the pocket. He could move a couple feet here, a couple feet there, but had to stay there to be able to make the throw. Mahomes could move all over the place. Elway could move all over the place. It's just different. It's easier. It's easier to be able to do it that way.
The easiest comp and he is by no means in their category. But in a league right now where a lot of the quarterbacks are moving and running all over the damn place, from a size perspective, a stature perspective, the talent getting the ball out, I see Justin Herbert as maybe the closest thing to that, as being, I'm big, I'm tall, I ain't running all over the place, I can deliver the ball and still win and take you down the field. It's one of the reasons I'm real interested to see, you know, kind of how he's harnessed, you know, being coached by Harbaugh, who I know is not going to have Herbert out there throwing the rock 50 times a game. It's cool to see how things change, man. It really is.
Yeah, I think, and Herbert's the guy. I mean, you see all the talent, but you haven't seen what it comes to fruition. Now, he hasn't had the greatest coaching that's there. He'll have no more excuses. It'll either turn into this becomes Justin Herbert, top of the mountain with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, or he's going to fade to the middle of the pack, and you're going to go, yeah, he's got talent, but it's just something's missing. There's going to be no more excuses once Jim Harbaugh's in town.
Yeah, it's so cool right now to see so many of the changes in the NFL at the quarterback position and also the coaches. It's all about the talent. It doesn't matter, you know, what the sport is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of talent, LeBron James was here in Atlanta last night and appears that he is not happy, I guess, with some of the talent around him. Is it the coaching? Is it the players? We're going to hear from LeBron on the other side of the break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Another fun show that we've had. You're able to talk about the Seahawks and their new head coach, Mike McDonald. Thank you so much to John Gonzalez from CBS Sports. Came through to talk to us some NBA action with Joel Embiid is hurt. And then we got a game in Brooklyn right now. How about this? Kevin Durant is back in Brooklyn. They gave him a nice video package. The Suns are leading the Nets at halftime 64-61. Kevin Durant leading the way. He has 16 points. Nurkic has 17. And the Brooklyn Nets, well, who cares what they got? How about this? Ben Simmons is not playing. Yeah, Ben Simmons came back, and it's like, wow, Ben Simmons, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, whatever he did. He's back to it. Well, he's back out with a back. And maybe he'll be gone for the rest of the regular season. It's just what he does. He just does not play. Ben Simmons supposed to be an all-star talent for the Brooklyn Nets. I think at the end of Ben Simmons' contract, he's going to be playing on whatever a minimum deal is. And who knows, maybe he'll even be out of the NBA. I don't know. Not that I'm wishing that on the guy, but tough going. Anyway, speaking of tough going, you know, here in Atlanta last night, and this has picked up some traction, the NBA trade deadline is next week, next Thursday, February 8th. So we expect to see some movement. John Gonzalez, as I told you, he joined us to talk some hoops. He thinks Bruce Brown, yes, he's certainly not a superstar, but Bruce Brown is the player most likely to be traded from the Toronto Raptors. We know he was just traded from the Pacers, and we know about the success he had last year in the finals for the Denver Nuggets. And so we'll see where he ends up. Another team, a lot of conversation. What else is new is the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, last night they were here in Atlanta. They have upcoming games against the Celtics, the New York Knicks, just over the next couple of days as they're out on this road trip and East Coast swing. Last night, the Lakers lost to the Hawks. Uncompetitive matchup. The Hawks beat them 138 to 122. Now, the Hawks can score. The Hawks don't play a lick of defense, but the Lakers could not keep up. LeBron James, 20 points, 8 rebounds, or excuse me, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. Austin Reeves had 28. And there's nothing. The Lakers don't have enough. They don't have it. Anthony Davis was out last night with a groin injury. It's been bothering him for a couple of days. And so watching LeBron play right now, you see an old dude who can still play at a high level. He's still one of the best players in the league. He's not up there with the Lucas and such anymore. And it's just like he's dragging along the carcass of a bunch of young guys who aren't as good as him. And so last night, with the Lakers falling to 24-25, after the game, LeBron James was asked, like, what message would you send to your team to kind of, you know, rally the troops? And LeBron, he didn't have much of an answer. Listen to this.
LeBron, you guys are staying on the road for the next couple of games, big matchup against Boston, big matchup against the Knicks. What would your message be to your teammate, and what can you do yourself, you know, to get back on the winning side of things?
I don't have any message for my teammates. Just go out and do your job. I mean...
Just go out and do your job. Hey, I know the guy who asked the question. Shout out to Terrell Thomas, my main man. He's Urban Times. Anyway, LeBron James, even after the game at like 2, 3 in the morning East Coast time, he put out a tweet, and it was just an hourglass. And so I don't know what the hell he's counting down to. Is it change? Is it a coaching hire? Is it a coach getting a boot? Like, you can fire Darvin Ham, but you getting more talent? Is he waiting for the trade deadline? Is he waiting for the Lakers to make a move? We're going to find out sooner than later. I actually found this to be hilarious. If you've never been to a Hawks game, the Hawks play in an absolutely amazing arena. State Farm is one of the best in the country. I don't just say that because this is home. But the fact is the arena's great. And the fans can show up late, but they do have a section. I think it's the 12th man. The fans, they are ruthless. They're right above the bench. The bench can hear all the mean things that they chant because they chant them in unison. And so someone who has been on the trade block is D'Angelo Russell. And as he was at the free throw line, the media sits right near these fans. And so Dave McMenamin, who covers the Lakers and the NBA, you know, ESPN, what have you, he heard the fans telling D'Angelo Russell that, hey, we don't want you. There have been rumors that he might be traded here to Atlanta. Fans said, we don't want you. Listen to this. Yeah, I can tell you from attending games in the past, they can be a little ruthless. That was nice what they were chanting at him. We don't want you. And trust me, the players, they hear it. It gets pretty interesting. It certainly does. Hey, you've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Hickey, man. Another fun show, man. It was good to be back.
This was fun, JR. I'm glad you were back. Missed you yesterday.
So at the rate that we're going right now, does Washington have a head coach?
By tomorrow?
Yeah, right. I mean, they're the last team, right? Ben Johnson says, I don't want to go. Dan Quinn gets another interview. It's
feels like a Friday news dump. I'll say Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock.
Oh, my God. Friday news dump for Washington to get a coach? I mean, you would think the new owner, Josh Harris, wants to make this big old splash, right?
Well, what splash is left? Unless you're going to hire Mike Vrabel.
Oh, wow. You're right.
Maybe he wants to hide it a little bit.
Dan Quinn doesn't get the people going, does he?
I would say no, especially after that last game Dallas played.
Oh, well, I mean, I could think about Dan Quinn in a Super Bowl. Well, anyway, I guess Dan Quinn is not going to get the people going. We'll see what Washington does. Hey, congratulations to Mike McDonald, the new head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. I know Pete Carroll is maybe he's planning in what do you call it, an age discrimination lawsuit. I have no idea. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 Pacific. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. You be well, be safe, be cool, and just enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon, the evening, the night. The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Don't move. Thank you so much, Ryan Hickey.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.